never permitted.
Bit of Franz Ferdinand right there from their new album. That was Right Action. And you know what the right action is. It's to call 1-800-801-9976 or go to wyso.org. Pledge your support now during our fall membership drive for great music on your radio. New music, live music, local music, independent music, all of that good stuff coming at you each and every week here on Kaleidoscope. And at all sorts of times here on WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, joined in the studio by another believer in great music of all its various forms, Dave Obenauer from Ghetto Blaster Magazine. Welcome back, Dave.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Always happy to have a fellow music lover in the studio. And Dave comes to us from time to time to talk about what's been catching his ear as editor of Ghetto Blaster and some of the artists that they've been featuring. And it's quite a lineup this time. A lot of cool names.
Yeah, I was very excited. We had a bit of a summer lull there, as I think myself and writers and photographers and everyone had our little vacations. So it maybe took us about a half month or a month longer than we expected, but got some really exciting names in there. Some bigger artists like Gogol Bordello, Mum, and Skeleton Witch there from Southeast Ohio, as well as really excited about the cover artist, the Dismemberment Plan, who got back together recently.
And Franz Ferdinand, also one of those artists. We were talking a little bit before we hopped on the mic about, you know, they're one of those bands that was actually really big when I first started broadcasting, you know, years and years and years ago, and sort of took a break and went under the radar and have really come back with this wonderful new album.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I started a lot of my music interest as a complete NME fanboy, and they got a lot of attention from them, so they got a lot of attention from me as well. But yeah, the new record, it was kind of an interesting story. Just felt like the one before this, when they left, they just kind of left and didn't say much about what was going to be coming after that. It seemed like a bit of an unofficial hiatus. But the new record definitely sees them coming back to form, and it seems like they're in a pretty good mental space on it, too.
Definitely, definitely. And before we get any further, I should mention that we have a special offer on the table for supporters this little bit. We're trying to get $800 this hour. That's our goal for this hour. And we have kind of a special deal. Dave has brought with him 8 copies of Ghetto Blaster magazine. So the first 8 people to pledge $50 or more will get a copy of the new issue of Ghetto Blaster, featuring all kinds of great artists that you're going to be hearing now and in the next few moments. You can get your hands on one of those and pledge your support to great music on the radio by calling 1-800-801-9976 or going to WYSO.org. Now, Dave, you said Dismemberment Plan is the cover artist. Tell me a little bit about what's up with them right now.
Yeah, Dismemberment Plan. Some of you might remember DC band from back in the day. It was actually the first indie rock show I ever went to, seeing them with this one-man band called The Lonesome Organist open up. Just blew my mind apart. Like I said, I was an NME fanboy, and a lot of those England bands never got the chance to come over to the States that often. Or if they did, it would just be like a New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and not too much in Cleveland area where I grew up. But yeah, a couple years ago, they started to get back together. I think there were a couple benefit shows in there, as well as a few festival shows. And as we've seen with a lot of these 90s bands, as they get back together, things start flowing, things start falling into place, everybody gets excited, and it leads to a record. And it's an amazing record. It's very unlike what they've done before, but then again, a lot of their stuff has been unlike what they had previously done before. So I was really excited when I heard it.
Well, let's take a listen to this one right now from Dismemberment Plan. And while you're listening, keep one ear to your radio and use one of your ears to go to the phone, or keep both ears on the radio and click over to WYSO.org. You can call 1-800-801-9976, or like I said, go to WYSO.org. First eight callers get, if they pledge $50 or more, get a copy of the new issue of Ghetto Blaster magazine, featuring these guys on the cover. Here's Dismemberment Plan.
Out. I really like this computer. I'm like a fat man on drugs, drowning in hugs. You know that I love the loving. The pillars of salt, they all saw what they saw, and now no one is saying nothing. Proud of what you got, and you should be. What you got, then I wouldn't be a fat nun on drugs, drowning in hugs. You know that I love the loving. The pillars of salt, they all saw what they saw, and now no one is saying nothing. Oh, no one is saying nothing. Out till 3 a.m. with the friends again, climbing up that fire escape through the wind and the freezing rain. Go through the window and into your warm and loving arms again and again and again and again and again. I do it again and again and again and again and again and again. Go out on the front porch, it's nicer than you think. Have yourself a coffee, have yourself a think. The neighbors all blink, and then they all wink. You know, someone does know something. The pillars of salt, they all saw what they saw, and now no one is saying nothing. The fat nun on drugs is still drowning in hugs. You know, no one is saying nothing. Oh no! Out till 3 a.m. with the friends again. Climbing up that fire escape through the wind and the freezing rain. I roll through the window and into your warm and loving arms again and again and again and again and again. I do it again and again and again and again and again and again. I do it again and again and again and again and again and again. I do it again and again and again and again and again. We'll be right back.
Music right there from Roz G. Very cool stuff. Stuff you won't hear anywhere else but on WISO. This is Kaleidoscope, and it is WISO's Fall Fun Drive. We want to hear from you at 800-801-9976 or WISO.org. Got a couple of folks already weighing in. Noah Adams from here in Yellow Springs is a big fan of both Kaleidoscope and Alphorithms. Thank you so much, Noah. Our good friend Andy Williamson, Yellow Springs transplant, if you will. Welcome to town, Andy, and thanks so much for your support. Andy really appreciates the fact that WISO personalities are out in the community at events like Midwest Outdoor Experience and different concerts and things like that. We love being out there with all of our listeners out in the community. It's something we do. We need to hear from our community at 1-800-801-9976 or WISO.org. Also want to thank a renewing member from Yellow Springs who said they finally had the time to make that call. Well, we've had a pretty good showing from Yellow Springs, but I think I need to hear from some of my Dayton folks. Give us a call, 800-801-9976 or WISO.org. I want to welcome back Dave Obenauer from Ghetto Blaster Magazine. Dave, tell me about Roz G. That was an amazing track.
Roz G is an awesome guy. He is a really bizarre individual. And not that he's listening, but I don't think he would mind me saying that either. But he's out on the Los Angeles label Brain Feeder, which some of you might recognize. Thundercat, which was an album that took off a little earlier this year. He's also from Brain Feeder. But the best and most succinctly way to try to describe Roz G is maybe to think of like Sun Ra, but a hip-hop guy doing electronica. So, I don't know, just a very unique individual making some really interesting music.
I really liked it because it's kind of that cross-genre. You know, you could fit that in, you know, on a show like Kaleidoscope where we're playing primarily rock. It would work on, you know, an experimental jazz show, on a hip-hop show. I could play that on Alphorithms.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I definitely feel like it could fit in with a lot of that Alphorithm stuff. And, you know, it's hard sometimes as I'm looking through the issue and trying to pull CDs to bring here. A lot of time, hip-hop is very underrepresented. But sorry, guys, just too many swears. Can't do it.
It happens. But it is, it is cool that we have the opportunity to bring so many of these artists to people on the radio and in print. You know, you and I both get the privilege, if you will, of talking to musicians and finding out little bits and pieces about their process. And it's something that not everybody gets to do and then gets to turn around and share it with others.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun because there's always something deeper in there than just their traditional sort of, well, we went into the studio, re-recorded. Like maybe they get a lot of identity from where they're from. I imagine a lot of bands here in Dayton and in Yellow Springs, you know, Wheels or Motel Beds, take a lot of their sound from, you know, friends that they grew up with and the city around them. It just naturally affects you. So geography can be a thing. Going on a trip can be a thing. I heard that band DeLorean just got kidnapped in Mexico or virtually kidnapped. It's some new fad where they steal your cell phones and try to convince your loved ones that you're kidnapped.
I heard that about some other band too.
Well, maybe it wasn't DeLorean then. but no, I mean, with each of these things, I, like in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, maybe there's a song out of that.
Yeah.
Not that I wish anyone gets virtually kidnapped so I can have 3 minutes of enjoyment out of some beats and guitars.
Well, that makes me think of, I had Box Truck Rescue in here maybe a month or two ago, and they were telling me about how their name, Box Truck Rescue, actually comes from the fact that a couple of the band members were stranded at some festival, and their friends came and picked them up and drove them back to Dayton from, I think it was Tennessee, in the back of a box truck.
Oh, geez.
And from that experience, like, this band was formed because they're all, like, hanging out in the back of this truck for this entire road trip. So there's always these really great stories behind the music.
Yeah, absolutely.
We know that you appreciate great stories behind the music, and you love hearing all about how your favorite bands are doing what they do, and those little nuggets behind what you love hearing. You turn to WYSO and Kaleidoscope each and every week, perhaps each and every day for that. So now it's time for you to throw some dollars in the hat. Give us a call, 1-800-801-9976, or go to WYSO.org. Dave has generously brought 8 copies of the latest issue of Ghetto Blaster, covering all kinds of great artists. We're going to be hearing some more of those here in just a moment. First 8 people to pledge $50 or more will get their very own copy. Our phone volunteers can tell you more when you call 800-801-9976 or WYSO.org. If you need more convincing than that, here's one for you.
In a world where news on WYSO was not listener-supported, where there was no local coverage, one radio host does, well, he does the best he can.
Hey, you're listening to Quack FM. I'm the Duck Man. All kinds of crazy things happening this morning. Did you see that lady on the on YouTube yesterday? Oh, my goodness. Don't text and walk around lakes. And we've got some more funny information coming up about waistbands. Can they be dangerous to your health? It's going to be a great morning this morning. Of course, all the news that's fit to quack right here on Quack FM. National headlines. It seems that Paris Hilton, yes, she has checked into a hotel. And we're going to be having more information about that fascinating news story. I'm Crazy Eddie. This is Quack FM News. Coming up, our top story, cats, do they really have 9 lives? We'll be talking to an expert coming up next right here on Quack FM.
Listener support over the years pays the bill, so to speak, so we can keep your local news on the air every day, sounding the way you expect it. Your pledge right now keeps it that way for tomorrow. Here's someone with the phone number to tell you how.
That phone number is 800-801-9976, or you can go to WYSO.org. Pledge your support for great public radio. No Duck Man here, except for that one time, just now. 1-800-801-9976 or WYSO.org. Here's some new music from Speedy Ortiz. We'll be back to tell you more about this artist and other great artists with Dave Obenauer. But call us, won't you? 800-801-9976 or WYSO.org.
Let us take That's when it hit me. It shattered my collarbone. I was in love with your world and the way you shoved it down my throat. I was bleeding just a little from the cut near my eyebrow. I wanted to tell you that I love you, but I just couldn't figure out.
Right there from Ezra Furman, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. It's our fall membership drive here at WYSO, and we want to hear from you. 800-801-9976 or wyso.org. We have a few more copies of Ghetto Blaster magazine available for a pledge of $50 or more. We've only got a few of those, so we need to hear from you right now. If you want to get your hands on that, be sure to call us right now at 800-801-9976 or go to wyso.org. Just like our good pal Ron Rollins did, he said he listens to YSO every day and can't imagine living here without it. Thank you, Ron, so much for your support. We also want to thank a renewing member from Beaver Creek. Join these folks in supporting all of the great sounds that come out of your radio each and every day by calling 800-801-9976 or wyso.org. If you're interested in becoming a sustaining member, $10 a month will do the trick. Our volunteers can tell you more. It's an easy way to just drop a few dollars every month and continue your support of WYSO without having to worry about all those pesky renewals and did I renew my membership or not? It's all taken care of. Give us a call. We'll tell you more. 800-801-9976 or wyso.org. I want to welcome back to the studio Dave Obenauer from Ghetto Blaster Magazine. I love that Ezra Furman track we just played. Tell me a little bit about him.
Yeah, Ezra Furman is a really great artist. That album definitely kind of took me by surprise, too. He also plays with a band called The Harpoons. Some of you may know that. Furman, yeah, and the Harpoons. But yeah, he comes out of a great little label out there in New Jersey called Bar None, and they really seem to have found a really rich vein of music, both old and new. They just did an Alex Chilton reissue, too. It was this live recording. I think somebody did it on a phone or something like that in New York, and the electricity went out, so it's very rough. But it's got a lot of soul to it. And yeah, like I said, they've found a nice little niche there, and they've been putting out some really great records.
It's funny you said very rough but has a lot of soul to it. It reminds me of when we were in our old studio across the street. Some of those live performances, I can't believe we pulled off what we did in a very small space with very, very limited resources. And some of them, I listen back now and they sound good. And yeah, they, you know, like I'm sure they could sound 1,000 times better in the room we have over here in the new space. But man, there's a lot of soul to those performances. And
that's the Midwestern way.
It's something really special. That is something super special. It's something you only hear on your radio on WISO. Nobody else in the area is doing live performances with bands each and every week, except for WISO. We know that you tune in each and every week to hear live music in the studio, to hear interviews with people making things happen, whether it's folks like Dave who are turning us on to good music, visual artists, Ron Rollins who comes in and tells us about the Film Dayton Festival every year, our friends who tell us about Horrorama and all of those cool fundraisers. We keep you on the pulse of what's happening, and now we're looking to you to pay a little bit of that back with your support. 800-801-9976 or wyso.org. Now, Dave, this Speedy Ortiz that we started off with, they kind of just popped up from being virtually unknown and are kind of becoming the next big thing.
Yeah, my buddy, actually, Dave Halstead, is the publicist for them, and he's been doing a real crackerjack job with them. But it's interesting to see. It was just a large part of it can be thanked to one very positive Pitchfork review that gave them that coveted Best New Music status, which is an interesting juxtaposition when you look at our cover artist, the Dismemberment Plan, whose lead singer, Travis Morrison, did a solo album that infamously got a 0.0 from Pitchfork.
Ooh.
Not quite as coveted. And that kind of ruined his solo career. So as a music critic, I would tell everyone to take it all with a grain of salt. It's one person's opinion, and maybe they had a delicious steak, or maybe they had some horrible cabbage. So who knows? But yeah, it's just interesting. You know, but these, it's nice to have these gatekeepers that can turn us on to things, but also just to keep everything in perspective to a certain degree.
That's right. That's right. That's a cool thing about radio. If you don't like what you're hearing in that moment, wait just you know, 3 minutes maybe, if that, and there'll be something, you know, completely different and new and probably very exciting.
Especially on, you know, NPR and other college or public radio, it really is something new. And none of this was talked about before with Juliet and I. But I mean, like, you know, how many times can you hear that Robin Thicke song without just wanting to end it all? And, you know, you don't get that here on these community stations. You get the nice stuff, the local stuff, and the interesting stuff from the national scene. And a lot of times that comes with plugs for local shows. So it's a cool way of staying up to date with what's going on.
Absolutely. It is the way you stay up to date each and every week by tuning into Kaleidoscope. One of the things I have sort of made a philosophy of mine, and Dave, I think we kind of share this attitude, is that we have so much talent in the Miami Valley that can stack right up to a lot of these national artists, you know, folks that are really on the verge of becoming something great, that it's really great to hear, you know, the motel beds next to Franz Ferdinand, because, hey, it's all good music. And we just happen to be lucky enough to have a lot of great music here in our community that you can then turn around and see on Saturday night.
Absolutely. We've got a review of the new Bob Pollard in here. He's got like that and two Circus Devils album and probably another four things I'd forgotten about, as well as Crooks on Tape, famous John Schmersal, his new band, which is just incredible. Hopefully if we get some time here, we'll play that track as well, along with Mouth of the Architect. They're featured in a half-paid feature on here too, though I forgot that CD back home. So sorry.
That's okay. We gotta give people something to discover as well. We want you to discover all of the things that you love about WISO, and think of all the things, all the artists that you've discovered by listening to WYSO. Can you put a number to that? Why not turn that into financial support for this station by calling 800-801-9976 or wyso.org. We have just a few moments left to get to our goal of $800 for this hour. I think we need about, I'd say, 600 more. I don't have the exact totals, but with some mental math, 600 seems like that would take good care of us to round out this hour. You can take advantage with a pledge of $50 or more and get a copy of Ghetto Blaster magazine featuring all of the artists that we've been playing for the last few minutes and some of the ones you're going to be hearing in just a moment. 800-801-9976 or wyso.org. Dave, we're going to hear the new Superchunk next. Give us a little snapshot of this one.
Oh, I love Superchunk so much. Mac is just an incredible musician and label head with Merge. But like the album before this, Majesty Shredding, was such a triumphant return from them. I mean, they'd done some good contemplative music, but Majesty Shredding just kicked it right back into full gear. And the new record, I Hate Music, which is an incredible title, is right back up there, maybe a little darker, but it's still got that energy. And I mean, Mac can never be all that dark, so it's a great record.
Here's a new one from Superchunk, and we hope it moves you to go to your phones and call 800-801-9976 or go to wyso.org and pledge your support for Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Yeah.
Music from the new Bob Pollard album. On Kaleidoscope, on member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Support for WYSO comes from listeners like you and the Wright State University Graduate School Open House on Wednesday, October 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Wright State Student Union. Information about the Graduate School Open House is online at wright.edu/info/open house. WYSO is supported by listeners like you. And we're looking for you to call us right now during our fall membership drive. The number is 1-800-801-9976 or visit us online, wyso.org. Become a member. Become a part of our community, part of the community that sustains WYSO and keeps us moving forward into the future, keeps us bringing you all of the great music and news and programming that you come to us to listen to each and every week. Got a little math problem for you. If you're one of those folks that tunes into Kaleidoscope every single week, that means you're listening to WYSO 52 hours a year at least. Now, if you're also listening to Excursions, multiply that, carry the one, just think about how many hours a month, a week, a year you spend listening to WYSO. Can you throw $50 towards that and get your very own copy of the new issue of Ghetto Blaster magazine? We've still got a few of those left, but when they're gone, they're gone. Can you throw $10 a month towards all of those great hours you spend listening to WYSO and become a sustaining member of this station? Give us a call at 800-801-9976 or visit us online, wyso.org. I'm Juliet Frumholt, joined once more in the studio by Dave Obenauer from Ghetto Blaster magazine. This new Bob Pollard is fantastic.
Should we expect any less?
Exactly. I can't keep up. He's so prolific.
Yeah, he is a busy guy. And that, along with there'll be two new Circus Devils records coming out October 29th, right before Halloween. What an appropriate time for a pair
perfect.
Of Circus Devils records. But yeah, Todd Tobias was his partner in crime again on that, as he is with all of the solo records and the Circus Devil stuff. It's ridiculous. He's too talented and it's not fair.
And he's from right here.
It's amazing. Yeah.
He's from right here. We can claim him as our own.
Jay Carney
community.
Is constantly giving us shout outs at the White
yes.
House for Guided by Voices.
Yes, that's right. And I have to say, for Guided by Voices being, our one of our big bands, you know, Guided by Voices, Swearing at Motorists, Brainiac, you don't hear them in very many places on the radio dial in the Miami Valley. But where do you hear them? Why so?
The rest of the radio is pretty stupid when it comes down to it.
You hear these folks on WYSO. But the cool thing is you hear Bob Pollard and Guided by Voices. You hear Brainiac. You hear Swearing at Motorists. And you also hear guys that are, on the verge, just getting going. Our friends in Strange Wave, who just released their album, were here a couple of weeks ago. Our singer-songwriters like Karan Singh and Charlie Tipton. Our great bands like Red Hot Rebellion and Cricket Bows and C. Wright's Parlor Tricks that were just in last week. You're hearing them right here on WYSO. We know you love hearing music from your community, so we're asking our community to step up and support this station at 800-801-9976 or go to wyso.org. Dave's here from Ghetto Blaster magazine. He is generously putting up 8 copies of the new issue of Ghetto Blaster, where you can learn more about all the music you've been hearing in the last little bit. That new Bob Pollard, the new Superchunk, and these next folks that we're going to talk about, Crooks on Tape. Call us up at 800-801-9976 or go to wiso.org. A pledge of $50 or more will score one of those copies of Ghetto Blaster magazine. But when they're gone, so don't wait. Dave, tell me about Crooks on Tape.
Crooks on Tape, I was really excited that we got to get them in on this issue. It almost became the segment that we'll do later on, which is the, oh, I wish I could have, which last time went to Colleen Green. But a couple things fell through, and I ended up having an extra page. And I reached out to Leo, who manages Misra Records right here in Dayton, and said, like, hey, can I talk to Schmerzel? It'd have to be over email because I need it to be done in like 8 hours and I can't transcribe that. And he made it happen, and John gave some really great, insightful answers. It's, you know, if you love Brainiac, if you love Enon, it's going to be a nice return to that. It's a lot more improvisational. It actually was going to start out as an instrumental group, and then they just recorded, like, what did he call it? He called it surveillance core in the sense that they were recording everything they did, and from that whittled down this song, this album. And then they decided there's a lot of limitation that comes with instrumental music and put some vocals on it, which I'm grateful for. They're really great. And it's exciting. It's really exciting because when Touch and Go went under, there was a big chill down my spine that a lot of these bands are too old and have been doing this too long to look for another record label. And luckily, Leo hooked up with Schmerzel, and he's got him putting out music again, which is great. I mean, he never stopped. He was in Caribou touring as well as a few other projects. But it's nice to see this, which seems like more of his thing.
Let's take a listen and, consider going to your phone and supporting this great music at 800-801-9976 or wiso.org. Here's new music from Crooks on Tape.
Don't show me you.
Music right there from White Hills. Their album's called So You Are, So You'll Be. And that one is the title track. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. It's our fall membership drive. And we want you to throw your financial support towards the great music that you hear on WYSO. All of those new artists that we've introduced you to, just like we're doing tonight. We had a listener call in from Troy, who listens to Morning Edition, but also says thank you for introducing them to Lavender Diamond and Yesayer, among others. If you have heard your new favorite artist, or, you know, that artist that you can't believe you haven't gotten into until this point on WYSO, why not call and make a pledge of support? Any amount will do. A pledge of $50 or more will get you your very own copy of Ghetto Blaster magazine. Dave Obenauer, the editor, has been very generous to bring some with him to say thank you to our supporters. We have a few of those left, Sarah tells me, from out in the pledge room. So give us a call and secure your copy and secure your support of great public radio in the Miami Valley. 1-800-801-9976 or wyso.org. Dave, you join me from time to time to talk about new music, to talk about the artists that have been catching your ear that you're featuring in Ghetto Blaster. Tell me a little bit about White Hills that we just heard.
White Hills is awesome. Thrill Jockey label out of Chicago has been getting a lot grimier in the past couple of years, and that's something that I've appreciated. They've done some interesting stuff, bands you might know, like Tortoise, Sea and Cake, but also they've started developing this underbelly where they've got bands like White Hill and Oozing Wound and other things of that nature. But I don't know, that White Hills album is really interesting. I'm trying to search back through my mind, but it seemed like a lot of the other stuff was a lot more guitar and stoner driven, where this has kind of got that element to it, but there's also a lot of electronic flourishes throughout it. It just gives it kind of an interesting twist to it.
Reminds me a little bit of Secret Machines, but yeah, a little more energetic. Secret Machines tends to go with more of the slower, more in the stoner groove category, but I could definitely hear a little bit of that in there with the mix of electronic and guitar driven.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good ear right there.
Thank you. Now, every time you come on, I also ask you to bring something that either got away from you, something that you didn't get, you know, you didn't find until it was too late, you had already gone to press, or the one that kind of got to you too late, or the one you just kind of missed, and you have brought one that I actually missed too, but I'm really excited that you brought it because it's an artist that I absolutely adore. Tell me about this Mark Kozelek album.
Yeah, it's an incredible album. It's him and the guy from the album Leaf, whose name is Jimmy... What now?
Laval.
But yeah, it's... I mean, people who know Mark Kozelek, whether you know him from Red House Painters or Sunkill Moon, like, you've got a good idea what to expect. But again, kind of... And this sounds like when I was running over my head what I would say about it in the car, it sounds like not a good thing. But it's singer-songwriter-y, but it's got some electronica flourishes again. But it's just, it's very masterfully done. Like, it's a very warm sort of analog song that really complements his vocal style. And he is just an incredible storyteller. It really kind of bums me out. There's a track on here that's just an incredible tale of an illegal immigrant, and but there's an F word in it. So, what do you know? Could you see on that what it starts with a G? It's just
is
one
it
word.
Gustavo?
Yes, Gustavo. So go to your internet in your safe for home setting or what have you. But yeah, I think there's a YouTube video of that up, and I would highly recommend that. But the track we're gonna play too is another great one. The whole album is 70 minutes, and as a Bob Pollard fan, I've got like a 2-minute sweet spot on most attention spans, but this draws it out. It's just very, very well done. Probably going to be my favorite album of the year.
Nice. Very nice. Well, you're hearing it here on Kaleidoscope. Here's Jimmy Laval and Mark Kozelek, And I know I've got some Mark Kozlik fans out there, so let's hear from you. Pledge some support, 800-801-9976 or wiso.org. This is called You Missed My Heart. Thank you.
downriver from the Moundsville prison graveyard. Downriver from the Moundsville prison graveyard.
To Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. It's our fall membership drive, and we need to hear from you at 800-801-9976 or wiso.org. Want to thank Matt and Joe Anderson for calling in and pledging their support. They really appreciate how much time the WISO staff puts in on everything we do. We appreciate your support. We appreciate our volunteers who are here answering the phones. We've got Rick, Allie, and Charlotte out there on the phones. They have been with me on the phones, I want to say, every pledge drive since I started Kaleidoscope. So thank you guys for being out there. Thank you, Sarah, for shift captaining this evening. You should call these folks up, thank them for giving their time, and throw a few bucks in the hat to support great music on WISO. 800-801-9976 or wiso.org. Couple of issues of Ghetto Blaster still on the table. Dave Obenauer in the house. Dave, tell me about what we just heard. That was super fun.
Yeah. Baron Switfield is an amazing guy. He's been at it for a long, long time now, going almost on 2.5-3 decades. And he's going to be a newer name for a lot of people. He came out of Boston, but his shows were just infamous for the amount of energy and just this raw punk attitude. I mean, like, Sharon Jones is absolutely cool and all the glamour that she brings to it and all the finesse, but it's still kind of fun to see like that sort of like that sound of music conveyed with that same sort of intimacy and punk energy that can come. And apparently that's what his shows are like. I would really love to get a chance to check it out. And hopefully with this album will be a tour to coincide with it. So
Very cool. Very cool. Dave, I want to thank you so much for coming out and bringing these issues. What should people expect next for Ghetto Blaster? I know the next issue won't be for a little while, but look to the website, all kinds of cool stuff there.
Yeah, for sure. The next issue is not going to be hitting stands until late January. December is kind of a rough time to try to put something out. So instead of stressing ourselves and our families in this trying holiday time, we're just going to take a break. And also we're going to use that time. We've got a new website in the works that hopefully should be launching around that same time too, late January. Look to just met with the local designer there, Ian from LMG. Doing a freelance solid for us. And, you know, in exchange for things, I don't want other people thinking he does free work. But yeah, it's looking really great, really exciting. Tim Anderl is always doing an incredible job with the web stuff. It's really keeping us going, and I can't thank him enough. Also, I mean, I know there's still a couple issues here left, and you should definitely grab those up. But if you don't get to it tonight, pledge later, and also pick us up at Ghostlight Coffee out there on Wayne. Omega Music in the Oregon District, or here in Yellow Springs at Toxic Beauty.
All of our good friends, and actually I should add, all three of those businesses you mentioned support WISO in
people.
One way or another. So thank you, all of you guys. Thank you, Dave, for being here. Thank you to everybody who's pledged so far. If I haven't had a chance to thank you, well, make that call, and I'll do it. 800-801-9976 or wyso.org. We need to get $800 this hour. We aren't quite there yet. Let's hear from you. 800-801-9976 or wyso.org. You can still score an issue of Ghetto Blaster magazine for a pledge of $50 or more. Let's hear from you. Right now, here's music from Good English. This is from their new album, Radio Wires.